So having understood this, having seen these associations, let's come back to the mantra as a whole. Come back to the jewel in the lotus. And as we know, the jewel in the lotus is enclosed by Om and Hum, because the full mantra is Om, the jewel in the lotus, Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. We'll see what the Om and the Hum mean in a minute. Macrocosmically speaking, the jewel in the lotus means that the unconditioned, the transcendental, if you like, an absolute reality, if you like, exists in the midst of the conditioned. The real exists in the midst of the unreal. Light exists in the midst of darkness, even though we may not be able to see that light because of our own blindness, the fact that our own eyes are closed. Now this means that the universe in its depths is based on a principle that is ultimately spiritual, and that this principle is working itself out in the universe in the course of the whole process of evolution, the whole process even of life. And microcosmically, the jewel in the lotus means that enlightenment itself, Buddhahood itself, spiritual perfection itself, is imminent in the depths of our own being, the depths of our own hearts. It means that if we, as it were, take our courage into both hands, if we plunge into ourselves deep enough, if we go right down into the depths of our own being, underneath our thoughts about this and that, underneath our emotions, underneath our conditioned reflexes, our reactions, if we go even deeper than the personal subconscious, even deeper perhaps than the collective unconscious, if we go deep enough down, then we shall encounter the Buddha nature, our Buddha nature, everybody's Buddha nature itself. This is the microcosmic meaning of the jewel in the lotus. Now what about Om? What about Hum? I can only give a brief hint of their general meaning in this context. Om, in general, is the absolute, the unconditioned, the transcendental. As it is in itself, entirely unconnected with the world. And Hum is the same absolute as manifesting in the world, as descending into the world, as permeating the world, moulding the world, if you like, from within. Om and Hum, we may say, are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. But a beginning that is before time and an end that is after time. In other words, both the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega, the Om and the Hum, are outside time. One, the Om, is the abstract universal, and the other, the Hum, is the concrete universal. And we may say further that the words Mani Padme, the jewel in the lotus, indicate how the abstract becomes the concrete. Now, Om Mani Padme Hum is, as we've already seen earlier, a mantra. It's a sound symbol. It's a sound symbol used to invoke a particular aspect of reality, particular aspect of Buddhahood. When you recite the mantra, you set up, as it were, vibrations. These vibrations propagate themselves, and reality, as it were, starts responding. The appropriate Buddha form or Bodhisattva form appears. Now, what is the appropriate aspect here? Aspect appropriate to, correlative to, the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum. What is the aspect of compassion? Om Mani Padme Hum is, as we've seen, the mantra of Avalokiteshvara, and he is the Bodhisattva of compassion.